Hi, my name is Peter Kovler. I am the Code Cop. Well, obviously I'm fanatic about clean code, but in this podcast I'm answering questions about coded read, facilitation, hosting and participation. If you have any questions regarding your coded read, please send me an email or tweet or leave a comment. Now, one of the most common questions I'm asked about facilitating coded read is, what is the ideal number of participants? So keep in mind that the coded read is not about size, it's about quality of the event. So even with a small group, like two participants, which makes three people then, can be a really great coded read. Like, we had a nice coded read recently in Vienna, where we were three people in total. Okay, that was nice for me because I didn't have to facilitate, but it's a really great day for learning. It's true that more people give us more energy, so a really large group generates a lot of ideas and perspectives. That's really nice to see in the retrospectives. So I would say the lowest number for a real coded read is maybe 7 to 8 participants, which will allow for different pairings in the different sessions. So in the 6 sessions, you have 6 different pairing partners, and then everything is great. I see that for the global day, and if you have a sponsor, maybe you want to have a larger group, and some locations even have up to 30, 40, up to 80 participants. So it's in this light, maintained by the venues. If you have a smaller venue, you can't have too many. But if you have an open venue, I like 20 to 30 people for a single facilitator. I facilitated coded reads with 40 people on my own, and that was really getting stressful. So I like a ratio of 20 to 1. So, like, we have one facilitator for 20 participants, and then everything is cool. You can have 60 participants with 3 facilitators, or have a small event with 10 participants. Another question I'm often asked is, what about lunch? So there is this idea from Corey Haynes, who invented the coded read, maybe not invented, but who made it popular, that there shouldn't be pizza at the coded read. So why is that? So coded read is an all-day learning event. It's on a Saturday, and really enthusiastic people come in and spend a whole day on practicing and learning. So if you spend the whole day on practicing and learning, maybe you deserve some proper food. And because you should have proper food, Corey said, no pizza rule. So we have no pizza rule. If possible, let's not have any junk food, but let's go for a real nice food, and so people can enjoy it. But there's more to the lunch and the lunch break than just the food. Because it's part of the plan, part of the scheme of the coded read is to have the lunch break together. So all participants can spend the lunch break together discussing what happened to them, discussing what they did, maybe finding new friends, getting in touch, do some networking, have some fun. Because of that, the lunch break is by design at least 1 hour. The original plan, as I was told, was even 2 hours, but we rarely do that because then the day gets even longer. So let's say lunch break is 1 hour, and it's the most important thing is that people should have lunch together. Okay? Now, depending on the food, of course, if you have a sponsor and you get food for everybody, that's really great. You should still have the food delivered to the venue so everybody can have the food together. We had events where people would just cross on a list what they want, and everybody would pay for themselves, and still the food would get delivered to the venue, and we would stay together. So following that rule, first it's important that we have lunch together. Then, if you have a really nice lunch, in some of the global days we had amazing lunch paid by the sponsors. That was an additional bonus. But at least we should have our lunch together, so it could be delivered together. And if possible, it shouldn't be pizza. that's the rule. But then again, if it's pizza and you can't get anything else because of funding, I would say it's fine. Go with pizza. There is food gets more and more tricky nowadays because there are a lot of people who have special needs. We need a vegetarian option, maybe a vegan option. So as Raimo recommends, make it veggie for all. It's less of a hassle. It's true. So if you have like a small group and you're only going to order one thing or one kind of thing for lunch, go for vegetarian options. That's the easiest, so there won't be any problems and everybody's happy. Another question I got in the last public facilitator training was if learning new languages is a valid outcome of the code retreat. Yes, for sure it is, because we have the opportunity that people with different languages are here, they have them ready, they know how to use it, so we can pair with them, maybe see Haskell for the first time, maybe do some COBOL with someone. So that's really fun. So I would say, as an experienced participant, it's perfectly fine to have as a goal for myself that I will do Game of Life on the code retreat in 6 different languages. And then will be a lot of fun. Now for a beginner, this is maybe not so good because the many languages will overwhelm you. And usually the focus of the code retreat is test-driven development, pair programming, software design, maybe refactoring. Now the new languages are very visible and that's usually the first thing people notice, especially new people to the code retreat, what they can see and what they can learn. So when newcomers ask what they would like to learn on the code retreat, then if they know anything, they would say, yeah, I want to see new languages. So in this situation, I would as facilitator help them to find their learning goals. I could say things like, usually people on a code retreat want to learn things like test-driven development, refactoring, object orientation, and so on. I even go further and ask them to find their own learning goals for the day and put them on stickies on the wall so we can revisit them later and see if the learning goals have been accomplished. Well, that's all for the day. I'm Peter Kofler and I wish you luck with your next code retreats. Now, code retreats are awesome and we need to have more of them. Thank you.